First, two major chunks of the mortgage market are further down the road to disappearing as the government finalises plans to nationalise the Bradford and Bingley. Investors who entered the buy-to-let mortgage market and those who self-certified may find it tough to remortgage when their current deals end, as the BNB, the biggest provider of such deals, calls for a £40 billion buyout from the government. The Guardian's financial editor Nils Prattley tells us what the deal means for UK taxpayers.
We assume that Bradford and Bingley will be taken over at 0p. In other words, the shareholders will be wiped out. What is going to happen is the bank, it looks as if the bank will be divided into two parts, the retail deposit base and the branches, and maybe a few of the quality mortgages will be sold on. The rest of the bank, which is the bulk of its £40 billion mortgage book, will be managed by the state, by the taxpayer. So ultimately, the cost of the taxpayer will be determined by how much of those mortgages are repaid in full.
Do we know whether the government is going to run the business or run down the business? Because if it does that, it's going to leave a large hole in the mortgage market, isn't it? Those people with a buy-to-let, for example, are going to find it very difficult to remortgage.
Well, the clear indication is that the government is going to run down the business, i.e. it's not going to get into the business of writing new mortgages. That at least seems to be the perception now. So running down the mortgage book it essentially means just taking over, making sure that people are keeping up with their payments, and where they're not, taking a view on what action needs to be taken, even up to the point of repossessing. Clearly, for housing associations and so on that had been quite reliant on Bradford and Bingley as a provider of mortgages, there is a big problem created because a big lender has just gone out of the market. So the question for the government is it going to do something to try and stimulate that market? Because it's quite hard to see what it could do just on its own back.
This is also going to lead to downward pressure on house prices, isn't it?
You would have thought so. You would have thought so because, Bradford & Bingley was only the eighth largest bank. It's a tiddler in some terms, but it is quite important to some parts of the market, buy-to-let. So you'd have thought there would be less buy-to-let activity, which in itself does create downward pressure on house prices.
Talk to us about demutualisation. The BNB is the last demutualised building society. They've either collapsed or been bought up by larger institutions.
Yeah.
Does this mean the whole thing was a failure?
I think it does mean the whole thing was a failure, yes. I can't remember how many there were of them, maybe seven or eight of these building societies converted. This is the last one standing as an independent, demutualised entity. I think the problem was that they were trying to do too much on too small a deposit base. They entered the wholesale market, they provided their funding to write mortgages from the wholesale market, and that ultimately has left them vulnerable. Northern Rock and Bradford and Bingley, most spectacularly so. So I think ultimately the experiment was a failure.
So last demutualised building society or bank, but what about the last bank to be bailed out by the government? Are there any more likely?
Well, that's the big question. Clearly we would hope that this is the last one. And Northern Rock and Bradford and Bingley were the most exposed by some degree. Alliance and Leicester, you would have said, was the next, but that's been taken over by Santander. The big one was Halifax. That's the one that was troubling the government most of all. That has now been going to be taken over by Lloyds TSB. So really, there shouldn't be any more big problems. There shouldn't be. But ultimately, the pace at which this financial and banking crisis is moving is that anything seems possible. In America, we've seen really very big institutions like Washington Mutual fail, and lots of rumours about even bigger ones.
You mentioned the takeovers. Is the government hoping that this is just going to be a short-term bailout for the Bradford and Bingley, and somebody like Santander might actually come along in a few months' time and buy out their shares?
Well, I think the hope is that straight away that Santander or somebody buys the branches and the retail deposit base. I don't think the government holds up much short-term hope that anybody wants to take on the management and to buy the most troubling bit, which is the big loan book. If anybody does, great, but they've just got the chief executives and representatives of the six biggest banks into Downing Street over the weekend, asked them all, come on, one of you chaps, buy it, and none of them has done so.